Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Time to talk podcasts, and I'm joined by Jemima Houston. Hi, Jemima.
Hi there.
I feel like I haven't talked to you for ages. Maybe I just missed you last time you were on. How's things?
Yeah, feels like it's been a while. Very good, thanks. How are you?
You're working hard on... I see your name coming through with Midday Report these days.
Oh, yes. No, on the Midday Report producing job for a few weeks.
Yeah, scrambling to get a dozen stories up each day. It's hard work, eh?
It is, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Enjoying it.
Awesome. And you somehow managed to find time to listen to podcasts as well. So what's on the playlist at the moment?
Yes, so at the moment I've been listening to Catch a Scorpion. So this is two at the beginning of that, To Catch a Scorpion,
yeah.
By BBC Radio 4. It's a very new podcast, so there's only been a few episodes released and there's more to come. And so far it is a really great investigative podcast, if that is what you're into. So a journalist, BBC journalist Sue Mitchell, and a former soldier and aid worker, Rob Laurie, go on a hunt for a notorious people smuggler. The man they're looking for is codenamed Scorpion, which is where the name of the podcast comes from.
Yeah.
And he runs a gang who traffic people from mainland Europe into the UK. He's one of the most wanted criminals in Europe. So there have been calls for information about him in the news every so often. So
a proper bad guy, eh?
Yeah, proper bad guy. Crime boss, as they describe him in the intro to the podcast. So basically the podcast is aiming to track down Scorpion and question him about his crimes. And so far we've seen Sue and Rob confront a business that is reportedly a front for people smuggling and is connected to Scorpion's gang. It's a car wash and it uses people trafficked into the country to work and run the day-to-day dealings of the business. And very quickly that confrontation gets heated and a bunch of cars drive up and surround the premises, and they have to get out quick, and they're running and talking to each other. They're mic'd up, so you get it all live action.
Yeah, how gripping.
It's happening, which is really fun. And, I mean, very serious topic. But for me, I really do like recorded as it's happened podcasts. I think that's such an awesome way to do investigative podcasting.
Gosh.
And is really gripping and really thrilling. So we're just going to have to see how it goes. But if people want to jump on the train with me and listen as it comes out weekly, please do, because To Catch a Scorpion is looking like it's going to be an exciting one.
Do you think about, I mean, you're a journalist, do you think about whether you would be able to put yourself in that situation? I think it would be terrifying, but maybe if you've got the podcast equipment and you're kind of in that role, in that investigative reporter role, maybe you don't think about the fear.
Yeah, I do think about it a lot, because it is some of my most favourite ways of listening to stories. You know, I really like podcast investigative told stories, and there's a part of me that goes, oh, I'd really love to do that. But those situations where people are put in such danger, you know, I really love podcasts where a couple of my favourite podcasts are people that go and find people who've joined ISIS in Syria, and they're putting themselves in absolute harm's way and get hurt in the process, which I think would be incredibly, incredibly scary. But there's a little part of me that goes, oh, it would be amazing to be involved in something like that one day.
Yeah. And what are the personalities of the journalists like in this show? Are they pretty classic sort of buttoned up BBC types?
Well, it's a nice sort of contrast, because Sue, who is the BBC journalist, she's very buttoned up, you know, quite serious, and she's telling most of the story. But you get Rob, who's been a soldier and an aid worker and a refugee worker, and he sort of adds that little bit of colour to it. You know, he's a little bit more normal and less sort of performative, I suppose. I think that's sort of what you get when journalists are presenting podcasts. It can be quite serious, you know, whereas he sort of brings in that realness where you're getting them talking to each other, and he's very, he in his line of work, he's got very well connected with people who are involved in the human trafficking rings around Europe, and so he's got that real insight into what life is like for people that are involved in that area of crime, and so he brings that little bit of reality and a little bit of normalness, I suppose, to that very straight presenting style.
And so why is the BBC looking for this guy rather than the police? Are they doing that in parallel to the police, or?
Well, yes.
How does that work?
Yeah, I was having a look into that before, trying to figure out whether the police have actually found him. The police haven't, so it's a big international investigation, I would say, for police looking for this guy. But I feel like with a lot of podcasts, I don't know whether we'll get the ending that perhaps you hope for. I don't think we're necessarily going to see Scorpion be caught. But I would say they'll get reasonably close to people very close to him and hopefully learn more things that I guess will be fed into police investigation. I mean, we know there are plenty of stories that have started with journalists going after it that have ended up solving a crime, and,
totally.
And police end up, you know, getting justice for the people that have been ill-served by
definitely.
That
I guess
person.
Just often, or well, more often, they're cold cases, right? It's kind of interesting to
absolutely.
Have a live one like this. Okay, good.
It is.
And we're midway through, so it's called To Catch a Scorpion, crime podcast about human trafficking. I'm talking to Jemima Houston, RNZ-er, about some of her podcast picks at the moment. And The Rest Is Entertainment has come up before on the show, but I don't think we've ever had it reviewed. What's the big idea?
Yeah, so I'm really enjoying this one. This is sort of a new podcast for me, and is sort of, again, a stray away from my typical quite serious listening. But it is a entertainment podcast. It was released at the end of last year. They released a podcast episode every week, and it's an entertainment media-focused podcast. So it features Richard Osman, who I'm sure many people know. He's a British game show host. He's a host of Pointless. He was for many, many years, and he's on a bunch of those British panel shows.
Yeah, I don't know if many
like
people
that.
Would know him. I got lucky and interviewed him, and I was very impressed, and it was amazing all the different things he'd done.
He's done a huge amount.
Yeah, and I think most famous probably for our audience for his books.
Yes, and he's written some very, very famous novels as well, and he's just had a very fascinating career, and is somebody that is very in on the entertainment scene. You know, he knows a lot about showbiz, he knows a lot about writing, and so he's a really great person to have talk about what's happening in the entertainment industry. He's it's great.
Thursday Murder Club is the series of
that
books
is
he writes, yeah.
That is the one. And it's also presented by an entertainment and celebrity news journalist for The Guardian, Marina Hyde. And basically it's a chat. So they talk about the latest in entertainment in a really informative, fast paced, fun way. They're, you know, pretty intelligent, up with it people. So it's very, very quick and very thoughtful analysis of what the latest story is in showbiz. So basically it was fed to me through Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts. I know a lot of podcasts these days are clipping their filming and clipping their parts of their podcast and are feeding them onto Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and people connect in that way. I've been seeing that happen a lot recently, and one of the clips was Richard Osman talking about Baby Reindeer, which is that hit Netflix show.
A lot of people talking about that one, eh?
A lot of people talking about it, and I just watched it and was desperate to hear some people talk about it and analyze it. So they talk about in this episode, they talk about why Baby Reindeer, the TV show, is potentially a little bit problematic. They talk about why, because people may know that with that TV show, it's based on a real story of stalking, and people have found very quickly who the real people portrayed in this based on a true story TV show are in real life. And basically Richard and Marina break down why that's a problem, and that Netflix has a lack of compliance protections compared to other big TV companies like the BBC, which means they can get away with not going very far at all to protect the identity of people portrayed in the content. And so they say, you know, if this was a production that was done with the BBC, there would be no way that those characters portrayed that are real people in real life would be similar at all. They'd maybe change the gender or change the look to a really big sense.
And Netflix is just like, oh, whatever.
Netflix is like, yeah, whatever, we're raking in the cash. You know, we potentially didn't ever think that this was going to be a big TV show.
So this is real behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, real behind-the-scenes and really, yeah, very much that entertainment industry, yeah, background. So they, you know, they talk about, in various other episodes, they talk about, you know, superhero fatigue and the oversaturation of Marvel movies and why we've got to the point where we have 3 or 4 Marvel movies released every year or whatever. And then another one about the Princess Kate conspiracies before her cancer announcement. Yeah. You know, all the palaver on Instagram and social media about what on earth could be wrong with Kate. You know, they do a real in-depth dive and analysis on what's actually happening in the media. It's a it's a great one. And they've just released an episode today about the Met Ball, and I couldn't pull my eyes away from the screen yesterday, so seriously looking forward to having a listen to their
take. The Met Gala red carpet situation, yeah. I got sucked into that one, Jemima.
What was your favourite look?
Well, I was floored when Zendaya came out with her second look.
I agree. The second look was much better than the first. I was not overly overwhelmed with the first one. Loved the second one.
I'm sort of being a tongue-in-cheek, and I probably didn't even say her name right. I like the Lil Nas X outfit as well. You know, I'm trying on outfits every day for this Music Awards hosting gig, Jemima, looking at this kind of fashion-forward style. So,
well,
yeah.
Maybe you can have a listen and see whether there were any faux pas, you know, displayed on the Met Gala carpet that you might be able to learn from.
Excellent recommendation, as always. Thanks so much. I'll have a word to the RNZ podcast department about commissioning one from you, where you go door knock one of the big gangs here in Auckland and ask them why they're doing what they're doing. I'd love to hear that.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Nice to talk to you. Thanks.
Catch you later.
The rest is entertainment. And To Catch a Scorpion, the focus of Jemima Houston today in our podcast slots.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.